In Brazil, the number of people dying of COVID-19 is growing. There are nearly 40,000 reported deaths, second only to the United States. This health crisis is mobilizing the political opposition to President Jair Bolsonaro, who is hinting of a possible return to military rule in the country. For more, NPR's South America correspondent Philip Reeves joins us now. Welcome back, Phil.
Thank you.
What is life like in Brazil at this stage of the pandemic? How are hospitals handling this crisis? And really, to what extent is the country locked down?
Well, medical experts say the virus hasn't yet peaked in Brazil, and yet towns and cities are opening up across the map. A quarter of the country's deaths were in Sao Paulo, yet there are really densely packed crowds in some shopping districts in the metropolitan area of Sao Paulo. Rio de Janeiro, the country's second largest city, is opening shopping centers today. Now, there are rules, masks and, you know, alcohol gel, restrictions on numbers and so on. But there have been 100,000, more than 100,000 infections in Brazil in 4 days. And doctors are really worried about this opening up of the economy at this point. It is true in some places the numbers are tailing off. But those are the minority, and there's particular concern about Brazil's north and northeast. Four states there are critically short of intensive care beds, with occupancy rates above 90%.
You've reported that President Bolsonaro actually tried to keep coronavirus statistics off the health ministry's website.
Yes, indeed. And it didn't go down well. There was a major outcry in Brazil about it. Six media organizations, and I'm talking about the big guns in the Brazilian media, teamed up with health departments from the country's state governments to produce numbers of their own. Doctors and scientists condemned the move, saying, look, we can't possibly fight this virus if we don't have access to proper information. So the Supreme Court ordered that the government restore the data, and the government did, but it did cause a major outcry.
You've been reporting on political issues in Brazil for quite some time. Is there a coherent political opposition to Bolsonaro right now?
Well, it's very interesting. We're seeing new forces emerge online. These are pro-democracy grassroots movements from across a broad spectrum. They include artists, lawyers, actors, musicians, journalists, judges, people who consider Bolsonaro to be a threat to democracy and who are mobilizing in its defense. Remember, their country was under a dictatorship before the mid-1980s. That regime killed and tortured people. Bolsonaro speaks admiringly of those years. But a lot of Brazilians know that their democracy is fragile.
Is a military coup a possibility?
Well, there are certainly hardcore supporters of Bolsonaro who want that. They say they elected Bolsonaro in 2018. The judiciary and Congress are stopping him carrying out his policies because, in their minds, they're politically motivated, and that means they're subverting the democratic will of the people. So they want that. Certain comments by Bolsonaro and his inner circle have also set off alarms. Bolsonaro himself the other day was talking about ignoring a court order, and one of his sons, Eduardo, who's a congressman, recently said that he foresees what he called a rupture with democratic institutions. So there was a lot of worry about that. Talk to political analysts, though. Most of them say it's unlikely, but they don't rule it out. There's a general theory that this might be saber-rattling by Bolsonaro and his allies, a warning to governors, the courts and Congress, and also to prosecutors, a warning to them to not step too far over the line.
We've been reading about COVID hitting poor communities, the favelas, really hard. What measures are being taken to lessen the spread in those areas?
Well, in Rio's favelas, these are the shanty towns, grassroots community leaders have started to mobilize. They've set up internet platforms. They distribute food and information and equipment. They've set up crowdfunding campaigns. These are communities that realized that the government wasn't going to do nearly enough for them, or if anything at all. So they decided that in order to survive this pandemic, they had to take control themselves.
We've been hearing also people speaking out there, as you mentioned, and feeling alienation from the government, and also racism. It's a big national issue this week. Is this related in any way, this calling out to George Floyd and the anti-racism protests here in the United States?
Well, yes. I mean, these communities I'm talking about in the favelas, they're mostly black. And a lot of these people who are now acting as community leaders are young and black. And they're watching the mass protests in the US very closely. The cops in Brazil killed 5,500 people last year, mostly black males. And in April, in Rio's favelas, they killed nearly six people a day. So this is an issue that arouses extremely strong sentiments, this issue of police brutality and racism in Brazil. And now those activists that are emerging as community leaders to tackle COVID-19 are using those new internet platforms to distribute information about police brutality. And a lot of people are listening to them because they have a lot of credibility right now because of the work they're doing to combat the virus.
That's NPR South America correspondent Philip Reeves, based in Rio de Janeiro. Philip, thank you so much.
You're welcome.